Alarmingly, a Eureka resident, Michael Bounds, who has also spent a lot of his life in the Willow Creek area, disappeared without a trace the night before Thanksgiving. Bounds' daughter, Brenna Crawford, describes her father.
My dad is about 5'10". He weighs about 230 pounds. He has black and gray hair, so it's salt and pepper hair. The pictures we have circulating are what he looks like. However, in the last couple weeks, my dad decided to grow a goatee. At this point, with how long he's been gone and not shaving, my dad would be very scruffy looking. His hair grows really fast. He definitely doesn't have Alzheimer's or anything. He does suffer, like I said, from he is diabetic. He also has cirrhosis of his liver. So if he has medications that he takes for that as well, that keeps his liver functioning. So without his insulin and without his liver medication, he would be very, if he is, he would just be very out of it at this point, and he would be near a coma stage. He would.
Crawford said her father, Michael Bounds, was planning to be at the family gathering for Thanksgiving the next day.
He was really excited. He was making deviled eggs and a couple other things, apple salad. And he had started those, but he had left to go do this favor for somebody, and he never came back home to finish them. And never showed up for Thanksgiving. His grandson is here from Bernie. So it's just very unusual for him not to be here for Thanksgiving.
They did not notice him missing until he did not arrive for dinner. They began searching for him. They have learned he picked up a friend from the hospital on Wednesday and that he has not been seen or heard from since. On Saturday, his car was located at the corner of Vance and Eureka Streets near a public greenbelt.
Yeah, so his car was located on Vance Avenue and Eureka Street, right on a corner. It was right next to a large field that goes down. It's a greenbelt area that goes down towards the 101. So his vehicle was parked at 8:05 p.m., so it would be sometime before that time. That's where they're focusing the search on. But it's a residential area right down the street from Pine Hill School.
2 hours earlier, Bounds dropped his friend off about 6 blocks north of where his car was located.
So he doesn't live near the area, but the friend who he was dropping off at 5:52, he had picked her up from the hospital where she was at, took her to get some groceries. My dad was dropping her off. That it's very close to that area. So from the time of him dropping her off at 5:52 in the front of the apartments, the street where he was found, where we found his car, is just down the street.
Brenna Crawford says they now suspect her father may not have been the person who parked that car.
We're not sure that he's the one parking the vehicle. Which is part of the reason why we would really like more footage so that we can at least verify, yes, it was him parking the vehicle. But it's very strange, and it's very scary. I mean, our family is very concerned that something bad has happened. My dad is the type of person that if he saw somebody on the side of the road, even if he didn't know that person, my dad would stop in a heartbeat to help that person. He just wants to help everybody he knows. Like, he will go out of his way. Like I said, the reason why he was dropping this friend off was because he picked her up from the hospital, took her to get some groceries, and was dropping her off at home. Like, it's a very decent possibility that, you know, he saw somebody on the side of the road, they flagged him down, and something happened. But the strange part is the vehicle then being parked where it's parked. So We're at a loss, and we're not sure what could have happened.
Crawford said they are requesting any residents in that area who may have street-facing security cameras to search their footage to see if they see her father walking after 8:05 p.m. or him driving his silver 2007 Dodge Charger before 8:05 p.m. The family has had no luck reaching out to friends and speaking with neighbors where he was last seen.
It's just been nothing. It's been silence. We've been going door to door. Family's been going door to door asking for footage. We've been down to the apartments ourselves. We've talked to the friends. Well, family has been in touch with the friend, as well as law enforcement. And they don't really have much information for us. We've talked to every single person my dad knows. None of them have seen him.
And the police have conducted an extensive search over the last 2 days.
Yesterday and today, we have had a large presence of law enforcement searching that area. Like I said, we've had drones out there, dogs out there. We've purchased a drone. We've had a plane out there, and nothing has hit yet. Like, no dogs have hit for my dad or anything like that. So I'm another day going by out there searching, and nothing is. I'm becoming pretty confident my father is not out there. So I just urge everyone to please just keep your eyes open for anything that.
The only tip they have received is that he may have been seen walking after 8:05 p.m. Wednesday evening toward the Herrick Avenue park and ride.
There was a tip or a thing that had come in that he was possibly seen around the time that we know his vehicle was parked there, walking Herrick Avenue towards Eureka Park and Ride.
Again, Michael Bounds is a Caucasian male, 60 years old, about 5'10" tall, and around 200 pounds, with salt and pepper colored hair, kept fairly short. His pictures show a clean-shaven, casually dressed man, although he had begun growing a goatee when his daughter last saw him, and by now he may be quite unshaven. The family asks people along Vance, Myers, Higgins, Union, Madison, and Alpha streets in the Pine Hills area to check their street-facing camera footage for Bounds' silver 2007 Dodge Charger between 5 and 8:05 p.m. and along Herrick Avenue between Vance and the 101 for Vance walking after 8:05. If anyone has footage that is useful or has any knowledge about Michael Bounds' disappearance or whereabouts, please contact the Eureka Police Department at 707-441-4060. This is Kelly Lincoln reporting for KMUD News.